I was walking in the woods near my home, seeking solace in nature in this really difficult time when it felt like the world was really narrowing down. And I realized what I was missing most was spontaneity. And I turned to poetry, I think, because of its effect as distillation about really what we learned, what I've learned from this last difficult year, what's really important and where you can find solace. If I were a poet, I'd write a poem, but I'm not. So I turned to the late Lauren Isley, who is one of the very wonderful, beautiful literary scientists. And I chose The Last Butterfly from his collection, Notes of an Alchemist, because it just reminded me that there are some certainties in the world, even when we're dealing with unfathomable change in our lives, that the earth and the seasons will continue on. So that's what this poem, The Last Butterfly, means to me. There is a sweet-smelling bush in the front yard, nameless. A man now dead, one of those green thumb people who know strange plants with which esoteric nurseries like the world are stocked, bought and planted it there. It may be from the Andes or Tibet or some other less notable place. It has a unique fragrance given to the air from an inconspicuous yellow flower. But I cherish it each spring and watch less for itself, perhaps, than because a beautiful swallowtail butterfly comes from far off to sip at the blossoms. You must understand they're rare in this city now, these creatures of a single season whom I always think of, because of the one butterfly on my solitary bush, as one immortal, appearing, disappearing with the golden seasons, but essentially one immortal. Entering the winter, dark returning, always returning to the single summer plant in the world. The world is a cone converging from childhood, where these creatures were about me, where I knew of the pupating darkness of the sphinx moths beneath the potato plants in October, or the golden chrysalids hanging hidden in the winter storms, the resurrection in the spring, the aimless drifting, flitting, elusive, high over backyards and in meadows, black, gold, yellow, dancing, the essence of summer and sunlight eternal. I hold it now in age by means of the last tiger swallowtail. There is only one each summer, slowly moving his delicate wings, sipping in the golden bush. I try to touch, just delicately, his wing. He will not allow me. He is always up and gone into a spring, far off beyond my reach.